league. We're the only Division III team in our league, so you know, we don't get a ton of ranking points for that when we beat those teams.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, we still had a chance to get a home game. We were playing well. We had a tough loss against Northeast. We had beat them 8-0 earlier in the year, and then we ended up losing in overtime late in the season, and that really hurt us.
Well, you know, I guess in a sense, but, you know, the tournament is wide open, and once you get in there, I was talking to Christian Hansen a little while ago, and, you know, he was mentioning you kind of, except I guess in certain instances, you throw out the division stuff because your team is as good as it is, whatever level, and you've got a really good team there, Coach, so tell me about how the season is and what you're feeling about these guys going into the tournament.
Yeah, you know, we ended up, we do have a strong team, and we have a lot of depth, a lot of speed. We have great goaltending. We ended up winning our last two games of the year. We beat Everett, and then we were fortunate to play in the state vocational state championship, which we won on Saturday night. That was a great thrill for the kids. It was up at BU at Walter Brown Arena. We beat Southeastern Tech Voc, and so we played real well. It's a nice thrill. We won our league. We won the vocational tournament. You know, I think when we play our best, we can play with anybody. You know, we've scored a lot of goals. We've outscored teams 92-30 this year. We have David Egan, who's got 40 points this year. He needs two more for 100 for his career. We have Kyle Mahan, who's been our goalie. He's 13-3-3. Has a 1.43 goals against average and 7 shutouts.
Wow.
So he can keep us in any game. You know, but the high school kids, and you just never know which team's going to show up, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, Tim, you're aware of that.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, but Mike, you mentioned, you know, teams get rewarded for playing strength of schedule. But teams that are in leagues, you get punished for no action on your own if the league happens to be down a bit and there aren't as many strong teams as there have been in the past, but you are able to dominate, and yet you get punished for that because of the league status and nothing to do with your own team.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, this is the first year they did it. I think the idea is a good one. You know, but there are a lot of teams that have like one or two wins that are in the tournament. And, I'm not sure I agree with that, but, it is what it is. You know, we are where we are. I feel we could play with anybody, you know, no matter where we're rated and ranked. So we're just going to show up Thursday and give it our best. And hopefully we prove that we're a little bit better than our ranking and, we'll, you know, move on.
Mark, is there a game this year that stands out as something that, okay, this shows the hard work, the talent, the attention that the kids have given to the program that stands out as, okay, this is who we are as Essex Tech this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, every year in our league it's Shawshin. You know, Shawshin's been the top dog in that league for a long time. We beat him twice this year. The first game we beat him up at their place 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we beat them at the end of February at our place 4-3, and that locked up the CAC title for us. If you want to be the big dog, you got to beat the big dog. And there were two tremendous games, but our kids came to play and got it done. Anytime you can beat, you know, Shawshin Tech twice in the season is a great thing for us.
Mm-hmm. Tim.
Yeah, Mark, and in terms of the schools, you went to their house first, and you beat them convincingly there. That's really going to set the tone for the team. Maybe if you tweak by beating them at home at first, then you got to go back to their place. But you take care of business early in the season, get a jump on them. Now they have to start thinking about chasing you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, winning that first game is big against them. Because, you know, we only play 8 league games. We have a small league. So basically, you know, it came down to that game, like you said, whoever won would be in the lead and the other team would be chasing them and really force them to have to beat the other team in the second game. And, You know, we played at home in February against them. It was a tremendous game, close game. We pulled it out 4-3, really played well. And, you know, but beating them in that first game really set the tone. It got our kids excited. They started to believe that, you know, they could play with anybody. So it was nice. They're a great team. Chuck's a great coach. But those were our two biggest wins for sure this year.
Coach, a couple of quick questions to finish up here. You know, no tournament last year. What's the general feeling? If you can pull up like a helicopter looking down on things, the overall picture this year for the kids having a tournament, being able to play, everything that we went through in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You know, last year we only got to play 12 games. I mean, it was tough. We were shut down three times because of COVID. We didn't get to use our locker room. Parents didn't get to go to the games. And this year, it's been great. You know, we've lost a few kids here and there during the year for COVID, but they didn't shut programs down. They did it a little bit differently this year, which was great. You know, we got a ton of fans at our games. You know, we're 15-3-3. We had a tremendous year. It's all been good, you know.
yeah.
You know, the kids have worked hard all season. We've had a great year. You know, we're looking to get a little respect, you know, from being a tech school. There's still that stigma, a lot of, you know, oh, you're just a tech school. But, you know, we feel we can play with anybody when we come to play, and that's what we intend to do in the tournament.
Hey, hockey players come in all sizes, shapes, and everything else, and colors. So I get that.
That's right.
Mark, when's your next when do you play Bedford, and how do you prepare for them?
So we play them on Thursday, 4:00 up at the Edge in Bedford. You know, I've seen them a few times. They're a good team, you know, a very good team. They're very similar to us. We've played a bunch of common games, and our scores are all right around the same. You know, they beat Lexington 4-1. We beat them 4-2. They beat Hamilton Wenham 4-3. We've beat them 5-0, 5-1. They tied North Reading 1-1. We lost to them 1-0. So I think we're very similar to them. You know, they play hard. They play the game right. They're well coached. I know the coach, Brian Seabury, very, very well. He was a great hockey player as well. So it's going to be tough. You know, it's going to be a tough game. We're in their place. But we'll be ready. We're scrimmaging Masco tomorrow to work some power play and PK
okay.
and stuff.
Wow.
To help us get ready. So we'll be ready. Hopefully we show up and we have our A game that day.
Happy for you, Mark. Good luck, and we'll talk to you down the road.